In his first interview since securing tougher border security from Mexico, the US President Donald Trump has hailed his tariff threat as beautiful and clever. President Trump had threatened to impose tariffs on one of his country's biggest trading partners, angering his own side of politics. While Mexico is off the hook for now, the trade war with China remains, leaving some uneasy about the economic future. Here's North America correspondent Connor Duffy.
As a busker lazily strums a guitar, a steady stream of customers rush past to shop at this Washington, D.C. fresh food market.
Hello. How you doing, ma'am?
Good, how are you? Okay,
pretty good. Yeah. We'll take it back for you.
Yes, actually.
Sure, we can do that.
George is proud of his neat rows of greens and vegetables, but uncertain about the future. With Americans importing more than $10 billion of fruit and vegetables from Mexico every year, just the threat of tariffs coming hot on the heels of a year-long trade war with China has him worried.
Yes, I think it's going to hurt a lot of people. Prices for a lot of the produce is going to go up, and a lot of income for the families ain't increasing to pay for the tariff. So it's going to take a big hit for everybody, us and a lot of our customers.
Marion Ingram is one of those customers. This being Washington, D.C., and the most political city in the country, she's aware Australia also narrowly missed out on having tariffs imposed on aluminium exports.
Not only harming the people in Australia, in Mexico, in China, it's harming U.S. citizens because they will have to pay more for food, and it's already evident in many things. So he's creating a crisis where none existed.
But President Trump says he'll win his tariff war with China. And in his first interview since Mexico agreed to tougher border security measures and averted that threat, he told CNBC his unorthodox approach is getting results.
If we didn't have tariffs, we wouldn't have made a deal with Mexico. We got everything we wanted, and we're going to be a great partner to Mexico now because now they respect us. They didn't even respect us. They couldn't believe how stupid we were with what's going on.
Chris Garcia is a former Trump administration official and deputy director at the Department of Commerce.
Mexico realizes that President Trump has made good on the threats, for example, with the Chinese tariffs. He is going to follow through on the threats. He's not just got a lard bark. He's going to have some bite to follow with it as well.
President Trump has threatened to impose extra tariffs if China's President Xi Jinping does not attend this month's G20. Back at his DC vegetable stand, that has vendors like George worried.
We'll see. Hopefully our sales don't drop because of that, because we're really depending on our customers to come buy our product.
The president's trade war with China has broad bipartisan support, though. And with U.S. economic growth hitting 3.1% in the first quarter of this year, Donald Trump will be in no rush to strike a deal. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.